if we're going to.
I'd like to call to order the January 3rd, 2017 meeting of the Sylvania City Council's Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 5 o'clock. And present today are Mr. Lukey, Ms. Capellini, Ms. Husband, and Mr. Mishka, who are members of the committee, Leslie Brining and Bill Sanford. We expect the mayor to arrive shortly, and we expect Mr. Hanum to be here shortly. So we will wait for them for the main order of business today, which is to discuss amending the administrative code of codified ordinances regarding a sister city commission, and that's the main reason for being here. But while we're waiting for the others to arrive, and let the record show that Mr. Fry has arrived, I'd like to talk about naming opportunity. I think most of you know that we have a specific set of guidelines in terms of naming public places for people who have done notable things. And in fact, Barbara Sears and I, in my first year on City Council, put together a set of guidelines. It's just sort of an application procedure. I have an individual that I think may merit our consideration, but I didn't want to go too far with this unless I got sort of a general sense from members of council whether it's worthwhile or not. I have had a conversation with Jen and Laura from the Arts Commission. They think this is a good idea, and there's some broader things that we could do with this. But the individual, and this would be very similar to what we've done with Eddie Boggs or
Chip Davis,
indeed. Mayor, hi. Take your time. We're talking about something extra until you and Mr. Hanum get here, so you have some time. And you and I have already talked about this. But there's an individual who was an art teacher at Northview for many, many years called Don Townsend. And apparently was a very beloved teacher, but in addition to that, was an internationally known artist in the artistic form called Zografto. Does that sound right to you?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
It's this, and I'll pass this around. He still lives in Sylvania. He's retired now. He's in ill health, and a number of folks who taught and worked with him, including Jack Smith, who is sort of the main instigator of this, was wondering whether council would be willing to suggest some appropriate. In talking to the Arts Commission folks, they suggested the possibility of the lane that runs from Main Street back to the east parking lot next to Chandler's. And it's actually the drive-through lane of Chandler's. It's not a dedicated street. It's part of the Chandler property. But I guess I don't want to go ahead with anything, including asking the Chandler if they'd be willing. And the idea would be to take the intersection of the lane and Main Street and call it Don Townsend Lane. There's apparently, that's a venue that is used for a number of our kind of activities. Am I right about that, Katie?
Yes.
And I had a chance to chat with Doug when he was pleading his case that why he was going to be late just a minute ago, and he said, well, maybe we could encourage them to do additional art kinds of things down there. But I don't want to move down forward unless we have a general consensus among council. So I just wanted to present that to you and see what you thought. I'd be happy to carry the water on it, but need to hear.
I need to see this first.
So these are really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. Even though I hadn't heard of them before, it's certainly amazing. I have a couple questions. Did they consider using him as the... we're honoring him as the honored artist of
That's actually in the works, and thank you for bringing that up, because I would have forgot that. Apparently, there's going to be a change in format, right, for the honoring Hall of Fame, I guess. And one of the things that they're talking about, apparently, within the Arts Commission, is having whomever gets honored also gets a free exhibition at one of the galleries in town. So they would rotate among the three galleries, and they would always have once a year an exhibit of the work of the artists that was not, and they are pursuing that, but it's not it's moving slowly. So that's in the works. I don't know where it is.
Second question. So these look like so mural perfect, right?
Could be. Reproduction of one or something.
Yeah, especially up on those two walls.
Yeah.
Maybe on the Chandler side or the other side.
Yeah, that could be very cool.
If we're going to, because just calling it Don Townsend Lane.
I agree with Katie.
Most people
I think it should be
know.
Something that is brought about by the Arts Commission. I mean, we can certainly yay or nay it, I guess, but I like Katie's idea of, you know, maybe.
I mean, those are
well,
really perfect mural material.
Do something with the lane, do a piece there too.
Right, you know, cover one side of the building with one of his pieces, and then we could still call it the lane, but then people would, because just calling it Don Townsend Lane, most people
aren't
going to
know who he is.
So that would give
and I would raise my hand on that one. When you mentioned art teacher, Northview, I think my girls probably had him. You know, the name sounds vaguely familiar, mm-hmm. but it would not have come to my mind at all.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of knowledgeable about people around town, but not this. But if there was a place to put a mural, I don't know if that's a place to put a mural, because murals, I think,
yeah,
you have to
the
stand
perspective
back
on
from.
That would be the one.
It's kind of close. I mean, we might want to look around, and I'm not saying that for sure had to be the place, but I think that no one's really going to know, just seeing.
I agree. I think there's a better.
But I love his work, and it looks like it could.
He's very talented, obviously.
Maybe there's a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe the water tower. The low water tower.
A low.
I don't know. That's exactly.
That wouldn't probably.
Get the artistic.
The curve probably wouldn't do it justice unless. But he could. I mean, he's alive, so he could even
help
suggest.
Us. Think about it.
Where it should be, and not that he would have to do it. It wouldn't be fair.
All in conjunction with the gala mural and the naming of something, it seems like it all needs to fit together. Because just.
Well, as long as you don't make honoring him work for him.
Well, he's not going to.
Yeah, no,
much longer,
I don't think so. When is that all going to happen?
I'll make it work for him.
What time of year does that all happen?
Last time I heard they were speculating September, October-ish, fall. So that could. But
good
that's
time.
Not confirmed.
Right. I think that there's a list of commissions that he's done in here, and it's a substantial set of venues that are, you know, major foundation headquarters and so on. Well, assuming, I mean, we've got the full committee here plus one, and so if you, plus two, if we feel comfortable with this, I will kind of pursue it a little bit further with the Arts Commission.
I think that's the way to go.
And
I don't know if naming a street is the thing to do or a lane, but certainly exhibiting his art in some
form,
beautiful form that people could see what
on the main trail when you go under the freeways, there's going to be good mural space there.
Yeah. Well, I'll go back and talk to Laura and Jen and just kind of revisit this. But there's not a you feel good about the guy, and you feel good about the.
Yes, I'm anxious to talk to my daughters because the name sounded familiar when you said Northview art teacher, but not until that point.
Right. Thank you.
It's nice to show a history of artists. You know, it makes our community more artsy when you can say, "And this guy, and here's his work, and look at this mural." It just gives us a little bit more.
Very true. Okay, well, thank you. I didn't want to take too much time. And let the record show that Mr. Hainem has arrived as well. So we have a good representation from council. And unless there's any other questions about the Mr. Townsend piece, let's move on to the main order of business today, which is proposed ordinance number 83, 2016. The administration brought this forward with the recommendation that we consider a sister city commission to carry on the work of the previous sister city organization that had been comprised of the city and the township, if I understand that right.
And the schools.
And the schools, okay. Township has stepped away. Have the schools stepped away, or are they still engaged?
Nancy Crandall was the representative, and
she went away.
She went away, and I don't know, though.
Okay.
I there's been a replacement.
Well, I think there was some discussion at council about a couple of points. The primary one is that there was not a lot of specificity in the legislation about appointees to the commission, who would be appointed, who would really be part of this. There was the one point that we have some one member of council being on the group, but beyond that it was a little vague. So I thought that we might need some, we could use some discussion around how to constitute the commission a little bit more specifically. Then beyond that, I guess I just need to educate myself a little bit about the history and current viability of the Sister City concept. And I, Mayor, you're probably the main person who can tell us about this.
History dates back about 25 years. The founding document is overhanging in the mayor's outer office. And it was really an effort of John Crandall and the Sylvania Community Improvement Corporation with the backing of Mayor Cini to find a sister city in Canada, our largest trading partner. John Crandall, I think, led the effort and visited three or four different communities in Ontario and settled on Woodstock as being the best match. And we were off to a very strong start. Each of the three founding entities, the city, the township, and the schools, agreed to increase their dues to the Sylvania Community Improvement Corporation and allow that increase to be passed through directly to the Sister City Commission. And I think all three entities were active for quite a while. But that's a generation ago, and it has, it is weaker, there's no doubt about it. I've been through four or five different mayors of Woodstock during my tenure, so there is still a strong core group up there, and it's not the same old core group that it was at the beginning. It is new people, and the same is true here in the Sylvania area. And it's really not being supported by the elected officials anymore at all. As in the first place it was, but it isn't now. Most of you don't attend city or sister city functions. Trustees don't. School board doesn't. But we do have a core group of people that are interested in sustaining it. And it goes hand in hand with the Fall Festival. Maybe 10 or 12 years ago, Pat Nowak chose to jettison the Fall Festival from the Chamber of Commerce. There were rainouts 2 years in a row where she said, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's through. And I went to the Sister City Commission and said, hey, we'd like to continue this. This is a possible fundraiser for you. And they had a very good group step forward that maintained, really had it grow for several years. And now that group has mostly retired from the situation. Joe Armstrong's retired. The Jane, and I can't think of Jane's last name.
Her what?
No. The lady from...
Thurston?
Jane Thurston. She's the lady from the nursing home up on White River Road. She chaired the Fall Festival and the parade for 8 or 10 years, did a wonderful job, and she's retired from it. So this year, Katie stepped in and did a marvelous job, and I know she wants to continue doing that. But we do have a Chamber of Commerce that has a young, energetic, and able director who I've gone to and asked, would the Chamber be willing to take this back on again? And she said, absolutely. And she feels she can raise $10,000, $15,000, maybe $20,000 a year in sponsorships to help support the Fall Festival itself, and I've asked her to commit $2,000 a year to support the Sister City operation, and she has agreed to do that as well. So I'm not coming to you asking for you to fund, without the townships and without the school board's assistance, a Sister City commission. I feel that it'll be mostly funded, probably totally funded, by their reserves of $8,000 or $9,000, plus the $2,000 a year from the Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival proceeds. And another big function that it used to do was to send the bands up there, high school marching bands, every 3 or 4 years to Woodstock. Well, now one of the bands has announced that they don't want to go. The other one is willing to go every 3 years. And that takes a lot of money to charter those buses. That can be a $12,000 effort. Their parade committee has sent down $8,000 the last couple of times to fund the band buses going up there. And we, the city, and I think with the township's help, I don't think with the school board's help, I'm not clear on that, have donated money to make those trips possible.
And Mayor, that's for their holiday parade.
That's for their Santa Claus parade, which is the fourth Saturday in November. And the bands are very popular up there. And I enjoy riding in those parades as well. I know many people up there over the years. And I think it's a nice cultural connection that we have no reason to let go. If it's not going to cost us money and we have volunteers that'll help us do it, why not continue the effort? It gives us something that most communities don't have. Communities have sister cities in Europe, in Japan, in China, which we do also, and they are not active at all. This one's active. They come to our Fall Festival parade. They come down here for the Jamie Farr. They've come down here at other events trying to re-energize it. Unfortunately, Mayor Sobeski passed away. The police chief who used to do it had throat cancer surgery earlier this year. He has survived it. He's been back down here since it. He's the chair of their sister city commission, and they are re-energizing it. Their current fire chief is also on the committee. They, like Sylvania, I think are in a transition period with a new mayor who has not grasped onto this yet, but every other mayor prior to him has. And I think it's an opportunity that we should not squander. It doesn't take your participation, though we appreciate it if you can lend it. It does not take taxpayer dollars, and yet it is a asset, I believe, to the city of Sylvania to continue.
Why do we need to change the organizational structure?
It is not an official commission of the city, never has been. It was set up as a joint commission of the township schools in the city, and it is the township, John Crandall, who really was the founding person on it, has said, it's time to make this an official city commission. We can ask him, but to get it under the city's wing of other commissions, like the Art Commission, like the Historic Commission, and have a home for it, because he has been hard-pressed to get any funding out of the trustees for it. He and I met with Scott Nelson to try to get school board funding out of it. That was before they passed their levy, but they were hard-pressed to put money to it as well. So this is a home for it that will add stability. And I'm never against something coming back to the city so the city can control it by appointing the board. The Art Commission is the same way. There was a play many years ago to make the Community Art Commission, and it's called the Sylvania Community Art Commission, but they've abandoned their part of it. We appoint the board. And I think that's where it should lie.
Just a point of information, you said one of the schools continues to be interested in sending the band. Do you know which one it is?
Southview. The Northview band director participates in quite a few city functions, like 9/11.
Right.
And they both come to Memorial Day, and you'll come to Arbor Day from Northview. But that's just not on his radar to go take his kids up to Woodstock. Southview will stop at Woodstock, go on to Toronto, and see a play. And they normally have a rotation of trips they take. One trip is to New York, one trip is to Disney World, and he takes them on a trip someplace else, and I can't tell you where that's at.
Okay. Any other questions for the mayor as far as the background? When we talked about this at council last time, you seemed to have some, and I wasn't taking notes, unfortunately, but you seemed to have some pretty good thoughts about how we might structure the commission to sort of have some specifically designated seats. Could you maybe walk
obviously the Chamber of Commerce, if they're going to have a financial stake in it, they should have a seat or two on the board. And I think We might do this, want to do the same with some of the downtown organization, maybe just the downtown business people.
DSA.
The DSA. I think it would still be nice to try to get a representative from the township trustees and from the school board to participate on it. We may or may not get active representation from them, and there should be a representative from city council on it. The commissions, most of the commissions the city has, the mayor is an automatic member of those commissions to oversee or just check on what's going on, and I think that should happen. And then we do have some existing volunteers that I think we should reach back to and get them involved. People that have been particularly active in the past are John
Bolster,
perhaps Mike Lieber, because he does a lot of work with his work going to other communities in Canada doing his announcements. And
the Shears.
One more that was in mind.
The Shears.
Jan and David Shear. At least one of them. They've been on it since the beginning. They would be the connection back to the originals. And I would hope that the township's representative would be John Crandall. He does sit on the current commission, and I think would be more than willing to sit on the new commission. I don't think you need a large group. I probably got to 8 or 9.
Yeah, and it's a 7-person commission, so
yeah. We got it covered.
We could make it a 9-person. That's okay.
Well,
no.
it would be
nice if we could get commitment from the township and from the school district to appoint somebody to suggest someone to participate.
Well, I don't think we should put it in the legislation unless we do.
Well, I mean, the point is, if we think we want a spot for those people, it would be nice up front to have a commitment from them that they were going to participate.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a commitment do you envision?
Just a verbal commitment, or a letter? It would be nice to have a resolution or a letter or something, just something that they're going to...
I'm sure we'd get that out of the trustees. As long as it doesn't cost them money, they don't care. John Fanny's going to support it.
Yeah.
The school board...
It might take them 4 months.
The school board... That's all new people over there. Without Nancy Crandall, I'm not sure. But if we ask, it's not costing them money. I don't know why they wouldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, we can always put it in our legislation.
Does the Northview Band take trips someplace else?
They go to Florida. I'm not sure where else.
Every other year, or?
At least every 4 years.
They do it so that
they went to Chicago.
While the kids are in the band for the 4 years, they get to different places.
Well, it's a nice way to inspire band participation, too.
The trip got a lot better going to Woodstock. Instead of just going up and coming back the same day, they kept going to Toronto. That worked out nicely.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, a question that I had, and I like what you said about sort of the new commitment from the chamber and the financial commitment from the chamber and so on. But I'm trying to anticipate the fact that, you know, we do have a trajectory of sort of erosion of some of the key volunteers through a variety of pieces. Is there any, how do we work city commissions if they're not successful? I mean, I don't have enough experience with them. I guess I'm thinking, what happens if we do this and it's 3 years out and it's just not working because of the WSDAC people or our people? I mean, can we sunset this? How do you go back and walk something like this back if it's not successful?
Sure, you can. Mm-hmm. We have a boxing commissioner, and that spot's been open for decades. I don't know if it's a whole commission.
Case
in point.
All right. All right.
And there it is doesn't a hurt anybody.
I actually didn't notice that.
And that's an appointment that you've been looking for.
Yeah, that's a good one for you, Jason.
So that one's still on the books. Like
there's a boxing commission in the state of Ohio that meets.
Didn't we just get an invitation to it or something? I'm not sure. Something came in the mail the other day about
about what?
Boxing commission. I was
in our mail?
From who?
Yeah. It's
was,
a, it's
was
a scam.
It yeah. From Leslie?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a joke. No.
Oh, from the auditor?
No.
Sharon got it?
No, I got something too in the mail.
It's in the packet. Is it in the mail? Was it the mail or the?
No, it's in the packet. I think
it's
it is in
the packet. Yeah.
Maybe they've been working under the radar, you know.
Yeah, well, that's so funny. We just mentioned it because I
so,
never heard
so
of it.
So the notion would be if it becomes, I mean, my concern would be mm-hmm. that, you know, you're having trouble, we're having trouble getting people to accept an appointment, or the people who are there just are not being effective. I guess I'm...
Or if it dies at the other end, if Woodstock says we're done.
Yeah, how do we walk back from that?
I thought we were getting to that point earlier this year, and no. They've been in contact. They want it to work.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know whether you have to put a sunset provision in it or not, because somebody might want to pick it up again in the future and then do it. If it just...
So there's no liability if we don't appoint to it or anything, if it just turns out
right.
not to be.
Right.
Okay.
Until somebody wants to run on it.
We didn't mention a representative.
You appointed anybody. These commissions, they
have. A representative in
the
office.
Well, I did say that.
I know a guy who will probably
de facto members.
They don't even appoint a boxing commissioner. I'm glad I didn't know that before just now.
You could do that.
It's the mayor's job to appoint a boxing commissioner.
If we need one, I'll appoint one.
Yeah.
Let's get some feedback from committee. The committee, is this something that we want to proceed with? How much specificity do we want to build into it for Leslie to kind of rework the legislation? And do we think that 7 people is appropriate at this point, given the fact that we've
right.
been able to identify more?
Right.
Well, my count says. If we have 3 at large, which were you named 3/4 people that are not representing some particular thing, so that brings us to 9 if we do that.
Okay, one that I didn't mention, Scott Smith is currently the treasurer,
mm-hmm.
and you do
10.
Have to have a treasurer, so, and he's volunteered to do that.
R. Scott Smith.
Yeah.
Township. He could be the township. Well, he could be the township representative.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He could do that too. Well, if
he's double dipping,
I'd like to.
He's doing good.
You'd like to keep it on. She wants to keep it on.
Well,
so,
okay. Smith
take out
township.
One of the at large ones or something. The at large.
Well, I didn't.
Well, could you go ahead and finish your you had.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we changed it from 7
okay,
to
so 3
9.
At large, and then the others would be who?
2 at large.
The mayor's rep, and I only put 1 down for the chamber. I don't think
mm-hmm.
they need 2.
Okay.
The DSA, the township, which she said maybe either John Crandall or Scott Smith, school board, and 1 from city council.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Bolster, Mike Lieber, Jan, or David Shear, or Scott Smith. But she says we need, Leslie said to keep it odd.
Don't have to.
Helps with ties, breaking
mm-hmm.
ties on
mm-hmm.
those contentious matters. You know.
So we can go to 11 if we want. But
no,
I don't think you have to have the full board appointed for it to function.
Or we could designate the mayor to break all ties.
The mayor does break all ties on city commissions.
See?
Well, that's not a problem.
Not a problem.
That's the advantage of appointing people.
There you go.
I think it's wonderful that the chamber, and I really feel like that's right where it should be. The chamber, you know, I think it's very good that Michelle has agreed to...
Didn't have to twist her arm at all. She's
no.
enthusiastic
well,
about it.
It's a perfect... economic development kind of thing. She should be on board with it. So
that's
I'm
a great downtown
she
development.
Yeah. So I think it's wonderful.
Okay. Do we...
I have a thought. Okay. We originally formed this with these other organizations. I think before we go form a commission, we ought to formally notify those folks that we're considering forming a commission.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is I'm sure John Crandall's tuned into this. I wonder if Dave Spies and Vicki Donovan Weil are tuned into it. And they may not care.
No.
They may not care, and that's fine, but what, and I wonder if, I haven't talked with any of the trustees about this, but I don't want to be, I want to hear from Neil, you know, 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks after we adopted that we usurped the power and took, you know, took the trustees out of it. You know, I think we ought to go slow enough to write a letter, to formally write a letter to both those organizations and to the organizations that we want to draw membership on this commission and say, you're considering doing this and we, you know, to preserve it, to formalize it, to give it a permanency. And if you have any objections or concerns, we would like to hear from you now.
I like that idea.
That's good advice.
But in that same letter, we want to ask them for a representative, right? That's
well, the school point. Board and the township trustees say...
And the chamber.
We will be asking, well, we're only terminating this relationship with the township and the school board. So in that letter, which will be a little different,
right.
Say that we will be asking them to appoint a member of the new commission.
Yeah.
And the other ones, it's just we're going to form the new commission.
Okay. Would you be willing to serve?
Yeah, and maybe we could draft like the legislation to not make those permanent seats, but just say that the membership would be drawn from those organizations, right?
Seek representatives from those organizations, right. Yes.
So, because that way, if they decide they don't want to have somebody, we could...
And but there'll be mayor's appointments, and we will consult with you and...
Right.
And identifying...
So this would be a mayor... This would not be a council appointment. This would be the mayor's appointment. Are we all right with that approach? And I guess first step, and this is probably for you, Leslie, would be to reach out to these other entities and inform them of this approach and get their...
Right. And I know for sure, John, the township is aware of it. John Crandall's the one who approached the mayor, so it's not going to be a surprise to them at all. The chamber's aware of it.
Should we send an individual letter to each elected official, each township trustee, and each school board member?
Probably.
I mean, it could be the same letter, but it should be copied to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they all will know that, get the same information. Because you're right, I don't even know if John has told John General. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And there is no rush on this.
And John General can be difficult to talk to. I love John, but he can be difficult to talk
to. So, we don't really need to do anything today or at council soon until we get this process done, right?
It is on the agenda tomorrow to report that you had a committee meeting and you just report what we did.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key piece here is that we agree that this is something that's worthwhile to pursue.
Correct.
We're going to pursue it. Staff has it. We should expect back an update in the next month.
The thing I like about it is the community re-buy-in to a little different organization structure if we're going to go forward with it. Yeah. Because we really are better off if it is a community. And this commission will do that. We'll bring, you know, a broader group into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you all okay with that?
I like that addition, yes.
Okay. So we will report out tomorrow about the fundamental approach that we're going to take, and get the process moving. Yes. Okay, Mayor. Thank you for your
support. Thank you for your support.
Any other issues tonight for the committee? If not, we are adjourned at 5:35.